Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
I talk about gifts a lot on the show because it's important to know what there are options out there for you, for your loved ones. And we also have gifts we have received tomorrow I will unveil to you guys on the show.
What?
I had gifts on that were given to us over the weekend, but I want to make sure Bill's here for that.
Or I'll be here tomorrow.
You'll be here. Hopefully your voice is better tomorrow.
I think it's getting better.
Fighting through it. But my point of that was, if you want a great gift that is not just for the holidays, but for a long time, how about Halo custom lights? You can change these. You could be SIP in Spain, and you could change the lights on your house with the simple push of a button on the app. Yeah, it could be in Mexico. It could be in Spain. You could be
Barbados.
On the moon, possibly.
Barbados.
You could schedule your lights to be Christmas colored or maybe Husker themed if they win a game.
We're talking about an app.
Yes, the Gemstone Lights app with Halo Custom Lighting. So you can get these for your house at halocustomlighting.com or neimanandsonsroofing.com. Call Josh, the team there. They'll hook you up. Great gift for next year. Maybe your resolution is to get Halo lights next year.
Not a bad resolution.
Not bad at all.
840 is the time.
And now it is time for us to give a gift to you, listeners. You tell us how great your weekend was, and if you are the winner, you get $25. To Valentino's. It goes a long ways. That's a couple meals possibly for you, Sip.
Sounds great.
You used to go every day to get a breadstick and salad. Is that what you were getting for a long time? A couple years ago, I remember you were...
That's right.
You were getting, like, going every day to get a breadstick and,
God,
like,
you're
salad.
Right. I go to that one on over West here. On West Oak. That's right. I still do that. It's the number 7. You get a garlic breadstick with iced tea and a salad with Dorothy.
See?
With Dorothy.
I know what you get. You told me this forever.
Yep.
So text us at 402-464-5685. Your best of the weekend. Here we go. Bolivar. Now, this is going to be tough to be. I got a bunch of pictures, and I got a text. This is from Bolivar.
It's tough to be, Seth.
He says, we went from Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, and Texas, moving our daughter. In the big Penske truck, we went over the Oregon Mountains in the snow to Bend, Oregon, to see the last Blockbuster building. Went down to the loneliest highway.
Wait.
Yeah. The only Blockbuster left is in Bend, Oregon.
Still have one where you can get videos?
Yeah, just one.
You're kidding me. Remember when they had them here?
Got a cult following, and I think it does very well out there.
God dang.
For those who like to live in the past.
That was a big part of the grandkids. They just go in there and just fire through them. I had a big late bill one time, and geez. The one on 48.
Oh, yeah.
By North 48.
Yeah, by Layton, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Wow. Wow. Yep.
Also says, we went down the loneliest highway in Oregon and Nevada. In Vegas, we gambled, watched The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere, and saw the bar where Fallout starts. We moved on the Grand Canyon. We didn't do that. We crossed half of Texas to finish our trip. Bolivar.
This is really
how
hard
do you
to
top
be,
that?
I don't know how you're going to top that. Somebody's going to
using that Sphere in Vegas.
Somebody's going to have to save somebody's life to top that.
Okay. So he gets right down.
Did anybody save anybody's life?
You writing these down?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Randy. Randy! Different Randy says, had a great weekend. I've been off work for 3 months due to a major surgery. Back to work today and life is great. I have two coworkers that saved my rear end. Grateful for health. Randy.
Wow. Those are
he's
back
pumped
to,
up to go back to
back to back really good ones.
Absolutely.
Bo and Randy.
Let's see. Rodney says, bear case behind the back pass to Sam Hoiberg for the reverse layup as my wife, brother, and sister-in-law watched from the top row of PBA. Rodney went to the game last night.
Top row.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
You're saying it was packed.
It was a sold-out crowd last night.
Hey, these are three great ones so far.
Okay, next up, this is from, I need a name here, otherwise you won't get this unnamed texter right now. It says, got to spend our first family Christmas with our five-month-old. She was more excited for the wrapping paper than the presents. Unnamed texter, need a name.
That's how that usually goes.
Oh, yeah. Scotland liked the boxes also. She's a year and a half old. Likes the boxes more than the toys himself. Need a name on that one if you have a chance to win. Text back for that. Rubber Duck from LinkedIn says, went to Hastings to see my wife's grandma on Saturday, then went to Wolbach to see my grandpa on his 94th birthday, had family Christmas, and went hunting Sunday. Kids had a blast at the farm. That's Grandpa, Rubber Duck.
Grandpa's 94.
Yes. Had his birthday yesterday.
These are incredible.
Pretty good.
Mozzarella Monday's gotten really good.
It has. Next up, this is from unnamed texter. Says, I survived a trip to Shields the weekend before Christmas. It's powerful. Okay. Probably a packed house there, I'm sure, at Shields. By the way, it was Michael who had the five-month-old.
Okay, Michael.
Michael, yep. And then Jordan Mill. Okay, this is not good. This is a bad Mozzarella Monday. Jordan Milford wants us to feel bad for him. He says, I missed a $100 10-leg NFL parlay for $18,000 thanks to the Broncos losing to the Jags.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. The game wasn't close, was it?
No. And the Jags, just as a teaser, are going to be the biggest winner this week. Tomorrow in Winners and Losers, there's no bigger winner than the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're a problem. They're going to be tough to beat. 11-4. They beat Denver by 14 points yesterday in Denver. Ended a 12-game winning streak for the Broncos in the game they really rolled them the whole way through. Early leader so far, Sip, on Mozzarella Monday.
It has to be Bo.
Bo Lever.
And then Randy back to work after a lengthy absence. Rodney's pretty good. Sat in the top row last night.
Now, this one might top it all, Sip.
Okay.
We have a late submission here.
Okay.
This is from, let's see, George. George chimes in.
George.
George says, I had food poisoning and diarrhea all weekend and still managed to complete all my Christmas shopping this weekend. Husband of the year? Some are saying so.
You know what? That's impressive.
It is.
That is pretty impressive.
You have diarrhea.
I don't know where you got the food poisoning.
I don't know.
From.
Food poisoning, diarrhea, still got your Christmas shopping done. That's powerful. Yeah. It's George.
So to speak. I wonder what that food was. If he can trace it. That's a bear. I mean, good job. Okay. God, people power through stuff. It's amazing.
It's time for us to pick our winner.
I just think it's got to be Bo or Randy.
Okay.
I don't know what Bo Lever.
I think Bo Lever has won before.
Okay.
If he hasn't, confirm I'll get you one. I'm going to go with Randy for that fact, but Bo Lever deserves it. So Bo Lever, let me know. If you've won it before, I will not give you one. If you have not, I will certainly send you a gift card, and we'll just do two this week. But I think Randy, going back to work, He's thrilled for it. The week of Christmas, He's grateful for his coworkers recovering for him. He's happy to have health again.
Yeah.
Believer, he's done. So Believer has won before, so we'll give it to Randy this time.
Okay, Believer.
But Believer, you deserved it, though. Yeah. You deserved it. But Randy's our winner this week.
We appreciate you, Believer.
And Randy, congrats on your health getting better. And
yeah.
going back to work. That's exciting.
It's great to hear. And that's why it's great to hear. And that's why we're awarding, we're giving you this award.
So, Randy, your award, our gift to you for Christmas is $25 to Valentino's. We'll have it for you here at the station. Stop on by anytime after the show and going forward.
Get a piping hot pizza.
Or a breadstick and a salad with Dorothy Lynn's dressing.
Yeah.
The number
That's
seven.
Good, too. Those breadsticks, they're hard to beat.
Oh, you can't stop eating them.
They're hard to beat.
That is Mozzarella Monday. The Spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.